just
أعلن
الأذان بتركيا من just رفعت same day that they giving that penalty for me in Cyprus in Turkey was free أذان in Arabic they that man just cancel.
This will prove that being a Sufi doesn't mean sitting alone exclusively, not involved in social matter, in social problem. This will prove that being Sufi doesn't mean sitting alone in the corner of mosque, living exclusively, doesn't involve in social problem.
No, this is true.
هنو هم سيد كل الناس الوهابية حطوا في رأس الناس انه الصوفي ما يعمل شيء يجلس في الزاوية ويعمل طول النهار الله 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 الله
هم جالسين طول اليوم في مركز الدعبة بدخنوا لأهل الدعبة لما يقولوا
and can you tell us more example of many Sufis get involved in social problem. Maybe Sheikh Abdul Qadir Ajlani or Sheikh Naqshbandi involved in social life.
You may speak on it. Your beginning?
In a few minutes. They are checking everything. During this tour, how many countries you plan to visit?
Seven.
And Indonesia is the fourth?
Now Indonesia, Turkey, Uzbekistan, Malaysia, now this fourth.
Let me write down the first country.
Turkey, Uzbekistan, Malaysia, Indonesia, Japan, Singapore, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Dubai. Yeah. How many? Eight.
One, two, three, five. Yes. It's nine. Dubai will accept you.
Yeah.
Dubai.
Yeah.
Dubai will accept.
Invited by the Minister of Religious Affairs of Dubai, Sheikh Isa Al Mania. He called 3 days ago, he said, please.
There is no Wahhabis in Dubai?
Most of the Wahhabis are in Saudi Arabia. Well, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, they don't care.
In the last Hajj season, I have to keep your photographs in my pocket when I enter Saudi Arabia. I have your photographs in the book. I went to Saudi Arabia to perform the Hajj. And in front of the custom, I have to take the photograph, put it in my pocket.
Yeah, quickly.
Yeah. I don't want them to put me in jail. Because you both dangerous men for Saudi Arabia.
How you know that? How you know that?
I'm asking some Saudi people. Yeah, do you know Sheikh Nazim, Sheikh Islam? Yes, we are waiting for them to keep them here.
Who you ask?
Man on the street, not a public figure. Just man on the street.
So they are waiting.
Yeah. But they give permission to Sheikh Muhammad Al Maliki to perform the Maulid, no?
Yeah, they agree on the Maulid now.
Yeah.
Yusuf Qardawi sent acknowledgement that Maulid is allowed now and it is according to Islam and you can practice it, observe it.
Yeah. And this year there is interesting progress. Many stores near the Masjid Al Haram, they sell the cassettes of Salawat. the cassettes of Tala al-Badru alayna. Yeah, and they play it with loud voice. So when people are going out from Masjid al-Haram, they will hear the voice of Salawat Tala al-Badru alayna. It's very interesting. This is the first time.
Alhamdulillah. This is time for Ishraq.
Yes, 6:30.
We may do here 2 rakats.
هذا الرجل العادي في الشارع
بيقول
شو رأيك اللي بيقوله في أنا بيصلي الأخوان هذا الكبير هذا الدراغون
يقولهم
udah selesai udah tutup nanti kita bikin lagi closing satu kali lagi nggak apa-apa oke di agak ini agak miring ya
good
atau mau di ini
sini aja kan nggak jauh
dari sini aja nggak jauh
arahnya mana pak sini pak miring gitu ya
two rakats on nine prayers. Like this?
Yes.
Like that?
Romiri? Yes.
Kumla like this?
No, no.
Like? Yes. Inshallah, Fendi. Inshallah, Fendi.
لأنه سيدي هدمت لهم الباطل
ايه الله بهدمه الذي أضعف عباده. قول لهم انه كل سنة عن شيء عم بحش لما تمسكه.
Guys, I keep having to restart it.
Why?
No, because I thought we're gonna start and then I put it on. So let me just.